It was obvious within about 8 weeks after Correa or Moreno took office that he was going to go 180 degrees against what he had campaigned on. Moreno should be recalled. He was vice president of the political party that Correa founded for 10 years. He was vice president of that party for 10 years. He was actually Correa's vice president for the first 6 years that he was in office. And for the remaining four, Moreno was a special envoy in Geneva for a special UN envoy for disabilities. So he had this this background of being at highest levels part of Correa's movement, and praised Correa to the skies throughout the election campaign. So when people said when he campaigned on continuing what Correa had established, people believed him, you know, for good reason. But like within 8 weeks, it was obvious that he was going to go the total opposite direction. He started attacking. Not just Correa personally. He started making allegations that everything was corrupt, where he had previously said everything was wonderful. He just turned right around and just echoed what the right-wing media had always said, that there was a corruption, that it was excessive spending, and it was wasteful, and people were corrupt, and the vice president was soon thrown in jail. Who was his running mate, Moreno's running mate, was soon thrown in prison, and he was a So he basically launched a war, and again, not just again on the Correa's leadership and on Correa and his followers, but also his followers. I mean, he started to use the language of his opponents. You know, they derisively referred to Correa's followers as sheep, and he started using that language himself. Also, one thing he did really early on was I mentioned that Correa had this weekly show where for at least 3 hours every week he would have this show where he would explain and combat the private media. Moreno immediately put an end to that and reduced that show to like a 10-minute infomercial where he basically didn't say much of anything. So he already, right away, he'd given tremendous space to the private media to reclaim the dominance over the or political debate. And also he turned around the public media too. He appointed, for instance, an editor of a right-wing newspaper, El Comercio. He made him the editor of the only government newspaper, El Telégrafo. So right away, and other people underneath Moreno also flipped the same way. You know, in public media, one of these key guys, this guy Andrés Michelena, he's also one of the key guys in charge now of public media, and he's basically flipped the same way Moreno did, start saying the exact opposite of what Moreno said during his campaign.